You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
Brian Robinson's looking really good, man. I know they were going up against the Giants, but even in week one, he had some really good receiving usage. 17 for 33 in this game on the ground, 14.6 fantasy points, 17.9 fantasy points in week one. After he had three catches for 49 yards on the ground, I think Eckler's been solid too. 10 fantasy points, 11 fantasy points last two games. Now you can't really ask for more, right? Like both of these running backs, like obviously Brian Robinson's the guy that you want to start every week, RB2. Yeah. Eckler is like a PPR flex play right now, so that's good. At least Eckler isn't, you know, banished to the shadow realm at this point. At least he's somewhat, you know, startable in deeper leagues. 50 receiving yards each of the last two games, so that's not bad, not bad.
No.
How worried are you about Terry McLaurin right now? Six catches for 22 yards in this game. You know, obviously 95% route participation, whatever. But, you know, the usage is okay, but he's being targeted close to the line of scrimmage, and the production just isn't there for fantasy right now.
No, and the production hasn't come in 2 weeks. I'm not panicking, but I'm definitely is raising an eyebrow with Terry McLaurin. It's like, okay, it's been 2 weeks. He is getting the target share. He is playing a lot of snaps, but he's not getting the production because I think a lot of this production in the offense is concentrated in the backfield. You just mentioned how good Brian Robinson looked. He mentioned Austin Eckler being a factor in the receiving game. It's been a lot of short yardage type targets for Jaden Daniels. I'm not surprised. Jaden Daniels is also running the ball. There's also other receivers playing snaps too. You know, we saw a little bit of Noah Brown this week. I'm not saying to pick him up or anything, but I'm just saying we saw him. We saw Luke McCaffrey. We saw De'Ami Brown catching some passes. So Terry McLaurin, he's going to get the targets, but I think it's easy for defenses to key in on him. I think as Jaden Daniels progresses, he gets better at rolling through the progressions. The passing game picks up a little bit. We need to see more downfield targets for Terry McLaurin. We're not seeing a whole lot of that just yet. I think that can come in time, but for right now, Terry McLaurin, he's looking a little bit more like a flex play. His utilization is wide receiver two worthy, but his actual production is not matching that at all. So until they get on the same page, production and utilization, I'm probably going to be lower on Terry McLaurin this week than I have been these past 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would probably, he's probably going to be maybe a low end wide receiver three at best for me this week. Let's see where I had him coming into the week. I might have even had him outside of that. I don't even know. I had McLaurin down at 30 this week, so he might be a little bit lower. Might have to downgrade him just a little bit.
Like a fringe wide receiver three for you, you think?
Yeah, something like that. Because it's not looking good.
He's got Cincinnati next week.